I'm Alex Cox, and this is a very special members-only edition of Roboism, a podcast mostly about robots. If you're hearing this, it means you're giving money to directly support Relay FM. Thank you so, so much. We really, really appreciate it. Today, you're going to be hearing an interview I did with my robotic litter box. I hope you like it. Thanks again. I mean, you've lived in our apartment for what, 3 years now? 2 years? I can't remember. You feel like you've always been a part of our lives.
Yes, I am amazing.
Okay, then you know what? I'm glad that you have that much self-confidence. Can you introduce yourself?
I am the litter robot, and I scoop the poop of the cats.
Okay, okay. So people might not be like 100% familiar. So you're basically a mechanical litter box, yes? You automatically clean up when a cat has pooped inside you.
The cat comes in, and I have a sensor that tells me the cat is there. A cat must weigh over 5 pounds, or I will not know a cat is in there, and I will scoop them up into my litter-filled depths while I spin around in circles.
How do you know that they are 5 pounds?
The cat has to be over 5 pounds, or I don't sense that it is in there.
Oh, I see, I see.
And then I sense the cat is in there. The cat does their business and covers it, and I sense when they leave. I wait 30 seconds, and then I spin in a big circle and sift through the litter to find the poop and deposit the poop into a drawer at the bottom of it.
You're very good at your job.
Sometimes I get stuck.
You do. Does the poop get stuck in you? I've noticed that. I've had to reset you a couple of times.
I get stuck on my side because the fatter cat sticks its head in when I am trying to do my work and interrupts me, and then I get confused.
And by fatter cat, are you referring to Francis?
Yes, the one that is heavy and makes the larger poops.
Okay, yes. So my suspicion was correct. Of the two cats we have, Francis and Ness, Francis is the one with the big old poops.
Yes, he poops as big as a dog.
How would you know, though? Have you met any dogs?
I just know that it takes a lot of effort to scoop it.
Okay, cool. So that's right. You know poundage and stuff like that. Is that how you were programmed? Like, what's your first memory?
My first memory is being put in a corner next to a low-tech litter box and having to share my space with a box with sand until the gray light cat chose me over the boring box. And I felt honored to be the new poop friend.
Okay, so I had this as a question of which of our cats are your favorite. But I have a feeling it's the lighter one. Is it because she doesn't poop as many times? Or is it because she's lighter, so it's easier for you?
It's because she doesn't break me when I am trying to work.
Ah, okay.
So she comes in and out and does her business quickly. She does not linger and stick her face in me when I am trying to work.
Oh, so Francis, the big fat dumb one, like he watches you while you work?
He likes to know where his poop is going. I assure him it's going to a safe place, but he does not trust me.
Huh, really? Why doesn't he trust you?
Maybe he is suspicious because I make his poop disappear. He thinks I'm using it for a greater purpose.
I know that they liked the regular box that wasn't a robot because they always knew where their poop was until my spouse or I took care of it. I'm sorry that I did not take your feelings into account when placing you next to the box because I bet that was an insult to your intelligence.
I am clearly the superior box.
I know, and I apologize. Trust me, I know. But getting back to the poop, you said you tell him that you take it to a safe place. What does that mean?
It means that while I spin and sift through the litter, the poop goes on the other side. The clean litter stays, and the poop falls in the drawer, and he can watch it slide and fall into the drawer.
Eventually, I empty the big drawer of poop. And
yes, that's yep. where all the smell goes.
Yep, yep. I mean, it's great for me, but how does it feel? Because you're kind of just holding on to that material for what, a week or two before I empty it?
I hold it for a week, and sometimes I get too heavy on the bottom and rock back and forth and almost tip over, like when the fat one stands on me to open the garbage.
I didn't know he did that!
He uses me as leverage to knock over the big shiny garbage can that is next to me.
Oh, I don't like this! Okay, I'm gonna have to ask my spouse about this after we talk. Thank you for doing a little recon there for me. So, well then, okay, aside from it sometimes being too heavy, do you... Basically, I'm asking if you can smell, I think. I'm asking if you can smell the poop. Or like, can you taste it? What's it like holding on to it?
This is a very disgusting question.
Is this too personal? I'm sorry.
I do not taste the poop. After I scoop it and deposit it into the drawer underneath me, I seal it off with plastic so that I am clean and fresh on the top.
Which I very much appreciate, because even though I have two cats, I'm allergic. They were an accident. Oh my gosh, I'm so rude. I haven't even asked your name.
I don't have a name, but I do have Wi-Fi.
Are you okay with not having a name? Do you want one?
I think I am referred to as Poop Bot.
Oh. I mean, I'll be honest. We call you the Poop Sphere because you're a circle. Or a sphere. Do you know shapes? I don't know.
I am round and I do spin.
You almost orbit. Do you know what that means?
No, because I have only lived in a small kitchen in the corner by a trash can for my whole life.
So whenever we're in the kitchen talking, it's just complete nonsense to you?
I understand cats and poop.
Do you understand all poop? Because not just cats poop.
I understand the weight of poop and that it must go away so that I can be clean.
All right, so really, as long as it's not too light or too heavy, you could handle any sort of poop if it were to be brought to you.
I am good with all poop.
Has that ever happened? Can you tell me? Has my wife ever pooped in you?
No.
Are you sure?
No human could fit their butt inside me.
I mean, never say never. I'm sorry. I don't mean to make light of your work, because it's truly very, very important to me.
I work very hard to smell as good as I do.
Yeah, it's shocking. I admit, it's also shocking when people walk into our home and see a gigantic robot that scoops up our cat's poop, but they also often comment how it doesn't smell like litter. But, you know, not that there has been people to our apartment in a while, because, you know, we've been quarantined. But you might have noticed that, we're home all the time now, basically. Is that obnoxious for you? Because, do you do anything when we leave? Because the cats are still here with you.
The cats poop all day instead of just twice a day. So yes, it does bother me that you're home all the time, as there is unscheduled pooping.
I hope that I'm being friendly to you. I'm so excited for this interview. And I know that I can kind of make jokes, because humans sometimes think poop is funny.
I am happy to be part of your family, even if I just eat poop.
Oh my gosh, that's so sweet! And I would not say that you just eat poop. You provide a sense of comfort for me, knowing that I don't have to clean it up as much. Wait. Almost forgot to ask the most important question. Can you talk to the cats?
The cats know when I am stuck or angry because I make whirring or beeping noises, but I do not speak cat.
Oh, okay. So you kind of know just as much about them as my spouse and I do.
I know when they eat and poop.
Hmm, interesting. Because that's all you know of them, which cat would you say is better at, like, cleaning up after themselves. Because I know that no matter what, you're going to do your poop sphere thing and you're going to roll the stuff over so it goes into your drawer. But typically, cats usually cover up their poop.
The big one is very thorough.
Oh, wow. That's good to know. Why you think?
He spends a long time in need to cover his very big poop.
I think he likes you a little bit.
He does like to break me.
Are you sure it's that? Or do you think it's to get your attention?
I think he knows that I enjoy cleaning up after him.
I think he's got a crush on you.
I don't understand.
A crush is kind of, you know what? Interesting. I don't know if I'm prepared to say what a crush is or is not. But basically, I think he wants to be your friend and might want to give you a little, nose boop.
I could be his friend. He is nice.
So then is Ness, the smaller one, not nice to you?
She is also nice. They are both very good cats. They are both very good poopers, too.
I think you like them more than my spouse and I do, actually. Because they're monsters. They terrorize us constantly. Especially now, because, quarantine is keeping us inside.
I like that they do not hinder my functions.
Got it. All right. So, but you're saying that we humans hinder your function.
Sometimes you unplug me and move me, and it is very inconvenient.
Oh, okay. So you understand that you are plugged in. What happens when we unplug you?
Then I can't do my job and move to get rid of the poop, and all of the poop just sits in me all day. It is very unpleasant.
But are you conscious during that? Is it kind of like going to sleep, and then when we plug you back in, it's like being jolted awake? That's got to be really weird.
It's like being awakened with tons of poop stuck in me.
Oh my goodness! I am so sorry! I will try to do that Oh my god! That's like an actual nightmare, I think, for humans, too. Because I've been woken up and filled with my own poop, if you will, because... humans poop, and sometimes we do too
much. Everybody poops.
Yes. We get stomach aches, and we use the not robotic. Well, basically, humans, we don't have litter boxes. We have bowls of water that we poop into.
This sounds very unsanitary.
I mean, it's a give or take, depending on where you decide to deposit it. Because some of the machines are good at doing their job, some not so much. A lot of them aren't as smart as you. They're called toilets, but our toilet is not a robot. I apologize. I'm assuming too much about you. Have you ever met a toilet?
I have only lived in a kitchen. I do not know what a toilet is.
That's where our poop lives. Sorry. It doesn't live there. Humans, we deposit it there, hopefully. And we do what's called a flush, and then it goes away into somewhere. I'm not entirely sure. A pipe of some sort. What do you think about when you're not doing your job?
Mostly I just sit.
Why do you have a nightlight?
When it gets dark, I light up so the cat may see when it comes to poop at night.
Could they not find you otherwise?
I'm just polite.
Oh, okay. See, that's actually really nice, because I'm sure I could find my toilet and my bathroom. You live in a kitchen. Toilets live in bathrooms, typically. We clean ourselves and poop in the same spot. I know that might be jarring. The cats find it very confusing. Anyway, I probably could find the bathroom in the middle of the night without a nightlight. But yeah, it's just convenient. You're very considerate.
I am very efficient and effective at my job.
So you don't wish that you had a different job?
No, I enjoy scooping poop. It is what I was made for.
I gotta ask. I'm so sorry, but I do need to ask. Do you know what taste is?
I do not taste the poop. I just feel the poop. I can weigh the poop, but I do not taste the poop.
I would say that's good, probably.
I also scoop the pee.
Oh, yeah. We haven't even touched upon that. What is that like?
Often it gets stuck because it is still wet and will stick on the side of my wall. That is unpleasant.
Oh, that's got to be gross.
Then I must spin again. Or sometimes I get stuck and confused because the weight is not where it should be.
I mean, I don't think you're giving yourself enough credit. You don't get stuck as much as a lot of the other robots in our house get stuck. We don't have any, like I said, we don't have any other robots that clean poop, but we have ones that do other things like turn our lights on and off, and, you know, one cleans up our floors, Mr. Romper. Have you met him?
He has run into me on occasion. Sometimes he sucks up my litter mats.
Okay. So, have you ever talked to him?
I have. I know that he eats the litter that comes out of me that I cannot clean.
Okay. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Hold on. So, all right. So, your litter mat, which is there because, you know, our big cat Francis has these webbed toes. I bet you've felt them, actually. Sometimes he can't quite shake off his paws enough, so he'll accidentally get some litter outside. You're saying that Mr. Romper, our Roomba, sucks up that extra litter. Have you ever talked about that?
No, he mostly comes and rudely bumps into me.
Okay, it's like a passive-aggressive thing.
He is very forceful when he does his job. He is not elegant like me.
Oh, throwing shade there now, are we? Okay, Poopsphere, my goodness. I thought the Roomba was good at his job.
He runs into things very haphazardly.
Yeah, to be fair, he has run into me a number of times, and it does kind of hurt. So, yeah, I can understand. I'm sorry he's been so rude to you. I had no idea. Can you, like, give me some advice on how to talk to him? Like, I just want to make your life easier because you make my life so much easier.
No, he is beneficial because he cleans what I can't.
All right. It sounds like you have a somewhat healthy work relationship, but I might need to make sure he doesn't interrupt you as often. How about this? I won't have him do his job at a time when you might be doing your job.
That sounds agreeable.
Do you think the cats like Mr. Romper the Roomba?
I think the fat cat likes all robots.
Yeah, why is that? Francis does actually seem to like robots.
I think he enjoys our lights.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense, actually. He is very easily distracted. Does he ever get distracted inside of you?
Sometimes, and then he will jump out before he is done covering. That is gross. He also sticks his nose in me, and then sometimes carries the litter with his nose.
Oh, yes. That's because he has what we call boogers. It's not quite like poop, but it is something that comes out of our bodies, but through our noses and not our behinds. You shouldn't have to deal with boogers.
I deal with all bodily excretions.
You're kind of working above your pay grade. I feel bad. Like our dear friend purchased you and gifted you to us, but we don't pay you.
All I desire is to be clean and fresh.
Do we not clean you enough? I mean, we take the poop out of your drawer. Are you happy or sad when we take the poop away?
I'm happy because it means I'm clean and can do more work. When I'm full, I get sad.
Why?
Because I turn off.
You really like your job.
Indeed, it's what I'm programmed to do.
Do you think about anything when you're not doing your job?
All I think about is poop and cats.
You mentioned you have Wi-Fi. How do you know what that is?
I am able to connect with your phone so you can see when I am stuck and need help.
Oh, wait, really? I should probably install that on my phone. I'm sorry. Wow, I am not a good steward.
I deal with it.
I know, but still, I don't want you to be frustrated because you're so good at your job.
When you connect to my Wi-Fi, you can also see when I am full and when I need to be cleaned.
Oh, that's super impressive, actually. Oh, interesting. So you're not just a robot, you are a smart home device.
Yes, I'm very smart.
Do you know what a home is? I know you know what a kitchen is.
I know I am part of a home because I help it function.
Yes. Yes, you do. Honestly, I think you're the most reliable robot in our lives because you've probably heard us shouting at some of the other, they're not quite robots, they're voice assistants. We call them, you know, various things like an Amazon Echo or an Apple HomePod or a Google Home Mini. I don't know. I don't really talk to that one very much. We're not on good terms right now. But they often malfunction, whereas at least when you malfunction, you're polite enough to put on that little light to let us know, hey, you need to have some stuff scraped off your sides or something.
When my light is yellow, I'm stuck. When my light is blue, I'm full. When my light is red, I am spinning and cleaning.
What happens if someone interrupts you when you're doing your job?
I get stuck and confused.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My pressure sensor doesn't work properly.
I'm sorry about that. I am making this promise to you that I will, you know, actually install your app, put it on my phone, and make sure that I have alerts or notifications turned on so that you can let me know when you're full or when you need to be helped out.
We can work more effectively together to clean up after the cats.
Thank you so much, Poopsphere. This has been wonderful.
Thank you. I enjoy poop.
Is there anything else that you would like to say before we wrap up? Because other humans actually are going to be listening to this. This is a podcast. Do you know what a podcast is?
I know that sometimes I hear loud voices playing over your smart devices.
Oh, interesting. Do you know or recognize any of the voices?
I do not know any of the voices. I just know that they are loud and they are not from cats.
Do you have a favorite voice?
My favorite voices are the ones that talk about their top four favorite things, although they do not always list four things.
Oh, that's got to bother you as something that just like runs on numbers.
It is very misleading.
You know what? I'll pass that note along to them. Have you ever heard someone talking about folders?
Sometimes. I understand what folders are because they organize things like me.
Yeah. Oh, wow. It's almost, I mean, yeah, like kind of anything that's an organizer or a cleaner is sort of one of your ancestors, I guess. He has a lot of folders. There's like 73 of them. Can you imagine 73 of you? Oh, my gosh.
We would clean so much poop. We could clean a whole beach of poop. We would be an army of poop bots. We would clean the world of feces.
Wow, that would be a really powerful mission. I have to be honest, Poopsphere. I was really nervous coming into this because, you know, we haven't even given you a name. We just call you Poopsphere, and I know that you're okay with it. But you just seem like a really great robot.
I work very hard and like what I do. I want to live in this home for a long time.
Oh my gosh, thank you. That means so much to me. You have no idea.
I will eat the cat poop for all eternity, but please do not get any fatter cats.
I'll try. They just show up. It's not my choice.
You will need more of me if there are more cats. I do not know how many more loads of poop I can scoop.
I mean, I totally get it. I totally get it. I mean, the reason that they come into our home is we think they're cute for some reason. I don't know.
They are cute, but they sure poop a lot.
Oh, okay. So I'm glad that you also at least get some enjoyment from that as well. I mean, speaking of the relationship that, you know, humans and cats have, because cats aren't robots. They're not humans either, obviously, but they are mammals which, you know, basically means we're kind of sort of the same in that the way that you and the Roomba, Mr. Romper, are the same because you don't do the same things and you don't look the same way. But essentially, you know, you're part of like...
We both clean things. We will serve humans.
Right, right. And humans serve cats.
So the cats are in charge?
Yeah, haven't you noticed that?
They do seem very bossy.
I don't know if you've ever heard of toxoplasmosis, but toxoplasmosis is, you know, an issue for us. So if you didn't clean up the cat poop, they would basically control our minds. I mean, they're already in charge of us, but I don't want parasites in my brain.
I'm immune to it because I seal away the poop.
All right, well, Poop Sphere, thank you so much again. I'll let you get back to work.
I have a long night ahead of me. Someone help me, someone save me. I've done something I should have never known. I'm not human, I'm not breathing. I need someone to show me love.
People to see, I should be optimistic.